Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, September 19. Coming up, Tourism Minister urges local stakeholders to maintain high standards of service. Coffee farmers to be paid $8,000 per box for coffee berries. And Health Minister encourages UHWI to establish telemedicine platform in Jamaica. The news in detail after this message.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
Now the news. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is urging local tourism stakeholders to maintain high standards of service throughout the sector. This in order to secure Jamaica's reputation as the leading destination in the region. Mr. Bartlett was speaking against the background of Jamaica's tourism players copping the greatest number of awards at the 23rd World Travel Awards, outpacing the rest of the region. He says stakeholders must strive to ensure that each interaction with visitors will warrant a return visit.
42% of all the visitors that you see on the beaches in Jamaica have been here at least once. And they have carried a message which is saying that the service levels in Jamaica is opinionated, and it has carved out a conversation which has lingered with them throughout their time.
Mr. Bartlett was speaking at the post-award ceremony of the 2016 World Travel Awards at Melia Braco Village Sunday. The government is to acquire new garbage trucks by year-end to boost the fleet of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says the acquisition would go a far way in alleviating the shortage of trucks at the agency.
We'll get a stock in December and the rest in January, and we have now commenced discussions for an additional amount of garbage trucks.
The government has secured the help of private contractors to collect and dispose of garbage in parishes such as Manchester and St. Elizabeth. In the meantime, Minister McKenzie says the government remains committed to privatizing the garbage collection and disposal operations carried out by the NSWMA. This will include the management of state-run disposal sites such as Riverton City in Kingston and Retirement in St. James. The local government minister notes that this would enable the NSWMA to return to its core function as the regulatory arm for solid waste management. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has asked the leadership of the country's main teaching hospital, the University Hospital of the West Indies, the UHWI, to take steps towards establishing a telemedicine platform in Jamaica. Telemedicine is the use of medical information exchanged from one site to another via electronic communications to improve a patient's clinical health status. Minister Tufton, who was addressing members of the Rotary Club of St. Andrew North recently, said he has asked the University Hospital's board chairman, James Moss Solomon, and acting medical chief of staff, Dr. Carl Bruce, to work on a telemedicine platform. Mr. Moss Solomon and Dr. Bruce are also scheduled to travel to Panama to view the technology in action.
Telemedicine internationally is a big thing. People administer imaging in America, and it's already in India, and the results are transmitted back. There's no reason why we shouldn't have that.
Dr. Tufton says he envisions having the infrastructure installed in the smaller healthcare facilities, such as those in Black River, Savannah-Lamar, Port Antonio, Port Maria, and others, so patients are not required to travel long distances for certain procedures. And the Agriculture Ministry has announced that coffee farmers are to be paid $8,000 per box for coffee berries in light of price fluctuations in the Japanese market. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda is urging coffee stakeholders to become more competitive in order to grow the market. He says while Japan purchases 70% of the coffee produced by Jamaica, there has been a decline in consumption following a price increase in Blue Mountain coffee from $27 per kilogram to $67 per kilogram in the past 2 years. Mr. Samuda says a team comprising the Agriculture Ministry and processors will visit farmers in the Blue Mountain coffee region to explain the pricing mechanism. The Agriculture Minister has also directed the Coffee Exporters Association to collaborate with the farmers to present a proposal to establish agroparks in coffee-producing areas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.